I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got
Hi, this is OG here, and we are here Saturday. Is it afternoon at this point? I've kind of lost touch with reality.
I think it's reasonably considered it's afternoon at this point.
Okay. And today I have Zach Giolongo with us at the booth. You might remember, I guess it was a few months back probably at this point, right? 3-4 months back maybe?
Maybe even a little longer.
Longer than that?
Yeah.
We talked about his book Braxo on the show.
Braxo, yeah,
sorry.
Right.
We really loved it. It was a really awesome book. It was a fun independent title. And actually, I think we had a couple people tell us that they had picked it up. I don't know
awesome.
If that translates back to you or not. We tell people to
Yeah, no, they all emailed
to you,
me too
yeah,
and said, hey.
Not at all, did they? Rat bastards. Listeners, do us proud here at Geek Stuff. If we tell you about something, let them know. but Zach has actually been working on something pretty exciting that just came out from Dark Horse this week, right?
Just this week, yeah.
And it is Ewoks.
It is.
Which, you know, Ewoks. Some people have feelings about Ewoks.
Except, you know what? Here's the thing that I've already discovered.
All right.
So the book is Ewok Shadows of Endor.
Right.
Graphic novel from Dark Horse, available this week. For every kind of like one person that's like, Ewoks, there's like 30 more who are like, I love the Ewoks.
Right.
Where have they been? You know, all this kind of stuff. It's great. It's been overwhelmingly positive.
So, I remember seeing the listing in previews, but I don't know a ton about the book, and in case our listeners don't either. Tell us a little about it. Is it dark? Is it middle of the road? Is it childish? Where does it fall on the spectrum?
So, for those of you who have read Braxo,
right,
or have not, it's appropriate for kids, but there's a little bit of darkness in there. I mean, you know, it's like the original Star Wars.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's there's adventure and there's fun and swashbuckling and that kind of thing. But, you know, there's not everybody makes it out alive.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Fair enough.
But what the book does is it sort of attempts to take the old cartoon series,
right,
which was very young.
Right.
I don't know if you remember the two Ewok movies.
I do.
Okay.
And actually, I'm not an anti-Ewok guy. I'm okay with Ewoks.
The Ewok movies are good.
Yeah, they're fun.
They are good, like,
I
family
them.
Movies.
They might not be legitimate copies, but I own them.
Well, that you know what? I don't think that they're easy to come
by
legitimately anyway, so that's, you know.
Yeah.
You know, those movies are good. They're adventure, and there's scary parts. And,
yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know if you remember, like, in the second movie, Sindel's family bites it in the first 5 minutes. That's the opening scene. The entire family gets blown away.
It's the Bambi's mom of the Star Wars universe.
Right, right. So this book takes the cartoon and the movies and then Return of the Jedi and sort of attempts to kind of make the Ewoks a little more cohesive.
Okay.
Because there's kind of different versions of them, and there's kind of different, you know, iterations of some of the characters. And the book takes place about 8 months before Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
And we're seeing the Empire come in and start to kind of sniff around Endor, starting to build things, and the Ewoks are kind of like, what the hell's going on?
That's a fun period, though, I think, in the universe, that little gap in there. So, and we were talking before the mics went on a little bit about it. This is digest format, right? So this is the...
Right. So it's small.
Right.
Dimension-wise. I don't know the exact dimensions off the top of my head.
Small is the exact dimensions.
Right. and it's like 80 pages, full color.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. So, of course, if you're a Star Wars fan, if you like Braxo... Is it Braxo?
Braxo.
Braxo. Why do I keep saying A?
That's why no one's been buying it. No.
Damn it.
No, I swear. It's even on my bookshelf at home. I look at it all the time. Damn it. Well, if you're a fan, and you're a Star Wars fan, and you're an Ewok fan, or an Ewok hater, I'm going to say pick this up anyway.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? There are already some reviews that said, I picked up this book anticipating I was going to hate it, and I ended up loving it.
See?
So I'm like, hey, that's great. I'm all about spreading the Ewok love.
Absolutely. So please be sure to check out that book and
Braxo.
Yes, finally. Please be sure to check out Braxo as well. And Zach, thank you for stopping by the booth and taking the time to do a couple minutes with us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot.
Of course, man.
Yeah, I listen to you guys a long time. And very have
cool.
for a very long time, too. I've been there from the beginning.
Awesome. That's great.
And, you know, and I'm glad that you guys, you know, keep doing it.